Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
All the comedians in my life, welcome back to 7 till the hour, celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, broadcasting live from Houston, Texas, at the Insperity Sales Convention, one of my favorite things to do every year, now for over a dozen years. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Steve King's with me. Steven is the president and the CEO of Growth Force. He's face-to-face with me today. He's been a member of my Brain Trust now for 4 years, but we've always done it remotely, but now we're face-to-face both in Houston at the same time. Your new ebook on cash flow, which has been out about, 6 months?
Yeah, we just sent out a new slide share.
That's the new part.
That's the new part.
The book's been out about 6 months.
Yep.
So, folks, if you got the free ebook before, there's a companion slideshow to it. Right?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
You know, it just walks you through step by step on how do you improve your cash flow. 15 ways that you can put in place right away, don't cost you any money, just really understanding how the best practices are and how to implement them.
So let's talk some more about cash flow. In the last segment, and by the way, folks, go to growthforce.com, and you can get all that for free.
Mm-hmm. Under the resources.
E-book, under resources, the ebook and the slides. We've been talking about the fact that companies can have a good product, they can have good management, they can work hard, they got customers, they're doing business profitably, but if they don't manage their cash, they're still going to go out of business. I've seen it, you've seen it, it's sad. Mm-hmm. What are some other things that they can do and incorporate some of the ahas that you have in your slides? That what would be something in your slides, if somebody like we were just describing looked at your slide, they say, whoa, well, that's what I'm missing.
Well, the most important is getting your pricing right, right? People don't really realize that a small discount will kill your cash flow and kill your business. And so really doing the job costing, allocating the payroll, what it actually takes to do the work, mm-hmm. and understanding what your gross profit percentage is, not just dollars, but what's your margin as a percent.
Right.
I had here in Houston, we had a $10 million pipeline company, you know, energy capital of the world, right? Big,
right.
Good-sized company, and had to use a factor to be able to make payroll because the energy giants don't pay. They pay for net 90. So we came in and looked and said, well, you're making 8-12% margins. He goes, no, my contracts say 20% margins. He said, yeah, but you've got all these hidden costs, all this value that you're giving away. You got project managers back in corporate that you're charging to overhead. You're paying people for travel
time.
That
needs to be above the line.
Yeah, that's got to go right into your cost of goods sold.
Yeah.
And if you're not doing that, you're going to have cash flow problems.
And this now that's an excellent point. People, especially people who are in the manufacturing, the construction business, I see this all the time. They don't realize, they don't know which payroll to put where, mm-hmm. right? They don't okay, so if you got a VP of construction, then, okay, maybe that goes below the line.
So here's...
But who they report to, who reports to them, that goes above the line because those people are project relative, aren't they?
Anybody that you are paying who generates revenue for you, that time has to go into your direct labor, into cost
right.
of goods sold, above the line. If you're not doing that, then you're not able to see whether or not you're pricing your jobs right, and that's the biggest contributor to cash flow problems.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got
a CPA, and they've allowed you to do this, you need another CPA.
Well, I'm a CPA, so I'll defend the industry. But
no, but you but know
the,
I'm
but,
right, though.
But the you're 100% right. The reality is that most CPAs prepare the financial statements, and the accounts are in alphabetical order.
Yep.
Why? Because that's the easiest way to prepare a tax return. And the management accounting, you know, what mm-hmm. GrowthForce does is management accounting and bookkeeping. What we do is we help you change the chart of accounts so you separate out your above the line cost of goods sold and your overhead, so you can see profitability by customer, by job. Mm-hmm. And then once you see profitability by customer, by job, this is what gets fun. You can tag that and say, okay, what was the marketing campaign or lead source of that customer? Now I can show you the profitability of your marketing campaigns. Mm-hmm. Which industries are the best? Now mm-hmm. I can tell the marketing department, go get me more like that. And all of a sudden your cash flow starts to, your financial reports start to help you make decisions, mm-hmm. data-driven decisions yep. that help you improve your cash flow.
Yep. I need the website one more time.
www.growthforce.com.
And the ebook.
A CEO's Guide to Improving Cash Flow.
And there are more ebooks there too, though, right?
Yeah, CEO's Guide to Increasing Profits.
And that's free too.
All free.
All free, folks. And now the slides that are companion.
Slide shares.
To the CEO Cash Flow book. Folks, check it out. I can't do any more for you than tell you where to go and make it free for you. Stephen, thanks for that. Thanks for making it available. Thanks for being here today. Let's do it again real soon.
That sounds good, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity.
Steve King, ladies and gentlemen, growthforce.com. You'll be glad you checked it out. I'm Jim Blasingame. Don't go away. I'll be right back in Houston, Texas.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.